me here. You know, making friends on LinkedIn has definitely been a really fun part about putting out my videos out there. So thank you so much for the warm welcome. So I'm just going to dive right in. There'll be a little bit more of an intro, a little bit, but I got this advice once that you should always skip the theme song. So I'm going to skip the theme song, get right into the content. So networking in today's world. So why are we even here? It's because we all... it's because we all know that networking is important, right? We know that networking is the way people build their businesses or get their next job, or even if we're very good at networking, I'm sure a lot of us still feel like we could be doing more, or if we are self-admittedly not good at networking, sometimes the concept can feel a little bit abstract, and so I'm hoping that this facilitation will make it less so. So I have to come clean here. Networking has never been my thing. I would never consider myself a fantastic networker. You know, like in middle school and high school, like I never felt like I could quickly connect with people. I was always a little bit slow to warm up, not the kind of person who just walk up to people. And I would always prefer small gatherings with close friends versus like a big event. I don't know, is anyone else like that? Okay, a good amount. Okay, cool. And I actually, you know, I feel like I've always been like this, and I even went back to as far as my Facebook will go back, which is 2007, and I found these photos of me with my friend Antonia in the corner of a party, just laughing and just clapping with you know, and that's basically the way I live my life, is I like to find one really interesting person and just laugh with them in the corner. And I realized that, you know, I'm never going to be the person who is going to really work the room, but I came to realize in college that my personality is just that I'm lovable rather than popular. And so then, you know, fast forward to now, where I work in the blockchain industry, and I've been working in this industry for about 3 years now, and it really became, my inability to network became acute when I would walk into these events where everyone, especially a few years ago, you'd walk into a networking event for blockchain and people would be pitching you on their idea for their hot new, you know, Bitcoin company. And then they would flip it around to me and say, okay, now tell me exactly what your company does. And it was very intimidating. The whole industry is very technical, and I am not a technically minded person, as well as, you know, there's oftentimes I was the only woman in the room. So I was just completely paralyzed by this networking situation, and it would make me not want to attend these events. And so, let's see. I knew something had to change. I got a mentor, I started really reflecting, and I knew that I needed to reframe networking for myself so that I could go into these situations and have something good come out of it. And I actually came to the realization that my superpower is that I'm lovable rather than popular. And I'll tell you all the framework I did that kind of got me to that point, and we'll work through it together. So who am I? So like I said, I work at Gem, which is a blockchain startup in Venice Beach. I'm the director of people operations there, meaning I do all the hiring, the HR, org development, culture, and then I have my YouTube channel, Self-Made Millennial. It's been out for about a year now, and it's rapid-fire, battle-tested advice on career and job search. And yeah, and that's how I was found to be here today. So let's just jump into the real meat of it all. So let's start out with an icebreaker. So at your tables, there's going to be two things you do. You're each going to take a turn introducing who you are, but you're going to give everyone a mnemonic to help them remember your name. And we'll go over a little bit of a few tips on how to make a mnemonic on the next page. And then also share the first word that comes to mind when I say networking, so whatever that is. So so some mnemonic tips. So basically, mnemonic is anything that helps people remember what your name is. And so it could be that, you know, your name is Jennifer, like Jennifer Aniston, okay, now they're thinking of the actress. Or you can name, you know, you could compare it to a word that they know. So if your name is Crew, which is a bit of an unusual name, you could be like camera crew. Or if your name is a little bit more difficult, like Shruti, you can get really creative and say it's like a shrewd cup of tea. So get creative, and whoever in your group comes up with their mnemonic first, they can start out. So say your name, and then also the first word that comes to mind when you say networking. Go for it. So it might have felt a little funny making a mnemonic out of your name. You might have felt a little dumb, but I guarantee you, I've had people come up to me and do a little rhyme with their name, and I never forget them. I remember their name next time I see them. So while this is kind of like a fun little exercise, I also, maybe this becomes part of your intro. Because there really is, and you probably have all experienced this, where maybe there's someone at work, maybe someone introduces themselves to you, and you keep forgetting their name, and then you maybe even avoid them a little bit, or you like say like, hey you, and then you know you say everyone else's name except for theirs, and that's like almost like a microaggression, and they're like, what's happening? But like, help people out, right? It's really difficult to remember names. Most people will tell you that they're awful at remembering names. One thing I started doing is I started putting the phonetic spelling of my name in my email signature, just so that when people would call me, because some people will ask me, is it Madeline, is it Madeline? And that sometimes people feel too awkward about doing that. So just a quick tip. Did anyone have a really good mnemonic that they're proud of, they want to share? A really good one. I see some pointing fingers. What about, oh, we have some. Do you want to share? Oh, that is good. See, I would not forget that. Awesome. We have a good one over here. What's that one? Oh, yes. Perfect. I love it. And so what were some of the words that you all came up with that relates to networking? Maybe we'll start with this table over here, the 6-5 table. Fun. Okay, very cool. I see a lot of nodding heads. Rad. Okay, what about this table right here next to the projector?
Opportunity.
Okay, very nice. What about that back there? Yeah.
Necessary.
Okay.
What?
Twice.
Two necessaries. Okay. Any other kind of words? What about this table right here?
Sharing.
Okay. Very good. Yeah?
I can't say that I actually thought of this. A friend of mine did, but she always says that your network is your net worth.
Yes. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think we've heard that phrase before, but it's never stopped being true. So, back there, yeah.
Socializing with a purpose.
I love that. Next event, we can call it that. Anyone back there at that table? You guys have any?
Conversation and cocktails.
Yeah, that's a fun table, everyone. Okay, yeah.
I said new friendships.
New friendships, wonderful. Yeah, fun friendships. What about you all?
I said web.
Web. Right, like things are connected and yeah. I love that. Ooh, a little abstract. All right, we'll finish it out on this side. What about right here in front?
We had a little bit of fear factor in the table, shocking. I said I'm making friends.
Making friends, cool. With a touch of fear factor.
I said awkward.
Okay, awkward.
No, and that's especially being known. I mean, that's awkward. That's why we're here.
Right.
There's some awkward feelings about it. There's nervous.
Absolutely. You all want to round us off? What words? Did any other
similar words?
Okay. Okay. Good. So it's been kind of a balanced room. Some people find it fun. Some people find it awkward. Probably a lot of us feel a bit of both. But that's also promising because it wasn't completely negative. Sometimes talking to people, it's completely negative. So that is good to hear. So I'm curious to know, who has attended a networking event in the past 3 months besides this one? What was your goal when you attended that networking event? Does someone want to volunteer anew? Nice, very nice. Anyone else? Yes.
Getting to know a few other folks as hopefully friends, and then mostly what they work on.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then, yeah?
Learning about different experiences and new opportunities.
Very good. Oh my gosh, this room is amazing. So I'm so excited to hear this because I really want this goal of making friends to be a primary thing when you're going to these events. Obviously, I think it's really important to also to be going into events with some sort of, you know, overarching interest about opportunities or you know, the type of people you want to meet. But in the end, having this altruistic goal of making friends will really come across as very authentic and ultimately will make this whole process way more fun. So nice, I'm very impressed. So basically, I had to get into this mentality. And the way I got into this mentality is I created this framework, this ECAU framework. I'm gonna walk through what each of these things are and then we'll get way more in depth later. So if I go fast, don't worry, don't fret. So E stands for engage. So this is really about taking the initiative to go, this is really about taking the initiative to go meet someone, go up to them, message them on LinkedIn, comment on one of their, you know, posts, whatever it is, taking that initiative and just finding out what's important to them, what's interesting about them. C is connect. So whenever you engage with someone, always make sure to connect with them within 24 hours. That means sending them a follow-up email, you know, sending a connection request on LinkedIn. So if you're meeting people in person, even if you've met them before, make sure to follow up within 24 hours to really solidify that connection. A, add value. So this one is my favorite. It's really all about just finding ways, little ways to add value to all the people you know and just kind of taking some time to really figure out how to add value, and we'll go way more in depth with that. And then update. People really want to be updated on what you're up to. Update your network 3 times a year, if you can, and we'll talk about what makes a great update. So these are, you know, so this is the framework, and the reason why I made it into, you know, it's because each triangle is touching the other 3 triangles. And this is, while this feels a little bit of a linear process, it really isn't. You can really jump around to these different parts of the triangle and be constantly reminding yourself of how am I, you know, getting to know people, updating them, adding value, then engaging with them, then sending the connection follow-up email. You know, really hop around with this framework and just keep repeating these steps to build your relationships. So yeah, it's all over the place. So let's start about engaging. So we're gonna do a really quick activity. It's called fast networking, and so everyone get into pairs. If you're an odd number, you could do this in a group of 3, that's fine. Quickly chat with someone and find out one thing that's important to them. That's your goal. And remember that thing. And so some of the questions you can ask is, what are you focused on these days? What brought you here? How have you been spending your time? So pair off, and I'll give you just about 5 minutes. Well, thank you all. So keep in mind what you learned about the person you're talking to. Keep in your head what was the one important thing, and it'll come up later. So let's now move along to connect. So we won't stay too long on connect, but like I said, make sure that when you engage with someone, that you make sure to just get that follow-up within 24 hours. And I have a few little LinkedIn tips for you. So there's some things on the LinkedIn app I didn't even know existed, but there's, at the top of your LinkedIn, there's a QR code. So if you're meeting someone here tonight and you just want them to scan your QR code for your LinkedIn profile, that's like an easy way to connect right there. No more business cards. right in the search bar. It's in the search bar. There's like a little square, and you can click it right there, and you can go my code. So, another thing you can do is you go to where you get connection requests. So where people send you little connection requests, and you can click find nearby, and you can see people who are in this room. So I can see Sarah, Alana, Carlos are all in this room right now. So that's kind of a cool way to connect with people. Yeah, Sarah, or Alana, I'm trying to match the pictures. Yeah, nice, you too. Bill's in the room, what up, Bill? So Yara, see you popping up, I see you. So anyways, that's kind of a cool way. You can all pop it on. We can all connect with each other tonight. So remember to connect. Yes? All right, let's quiet down. Let's quiet down. We have a question in the back. What did you say? Yeah, the QR code. Oh. Yeah, or, you know, we can always do this after the presentation too. We all know it exists. It's in the search bar, but yeah, so maybe we'll revisit in a little bit. But yeah, it's kind of a cool little nifty thing. Cool, so yeah, I just don't want to spend too much time on Connect, so I'm gonna zoom along to add value. The heart of this presentation. So I want to tell you all a quick story about someone I met at an event. So her name is Crystal Hilliard, and I was at this video creators event, and I just happened to sit next to Crystal. I didn't know her, and we just started talking, and obviously it came out that I had a YouTube channel, and she was super engaged. She was asking all these questions about it. And then she had her laptop out, and she was like, hey, let me just look it up right now. She pops it up, she sees all my content, she goes, wow, so much content here. You know, I did notice that someone on LinkedIn was just saying that he was having trouble with his job search. Like, I bet he would benefit from your channel. So she just took the link, popped it in LinkedIn right in front of me, hit submit to him, and then she goes, you know what, I think actually my entire network would like to see your channel. And so then she right there, sent off a status on LinkedIn. And I had just met this woman. And I was like, you are the nicest, most thoughtful person ever. And just both of those actions took her probably about 60 seconds, and obviously she made it onto a slide. So it was just such an incredible, like, that was a light bulb moment for me. It's like, I need to find ways that when I meet someone, make them feel that really, like I'm really listening to them, and then add some quick value into their life. And so that is really what this is all about. And I'm wondering if you all can get your tables and think about other simple ways to add 60 seconds of value into someone's life. So Crystal's example is, you know, share something that they've done on social media. That's a quick way to add value to someone's life. What are some other things that you can do, little things that will take you about 60 seconds when either you first meet someone or, like, you know, when you go home and you email them later? It doesn't have to be on the spot, but brainstorm at your tables. Maybe have someone write down your ideas about other ways to add 60 seconds of value. Right, making introductions. No. Absolutely. Yeah. Cool,
being
cool.
Connectors.
Being connectors, introducing people who you think that they might be interested in talking to. That's killer. I see a hand maybe fly up over here. No? Maybe back table in the corner. What are some of the ones you came up
with? We kind of went off a little bit on a tangent, but a good tangent. We were just learning from one of the ladies here at the table that groups, so whether it be through LinkedIn or
yes.
Facebook, they're always like secret groups that no one's really aware of. They're extremely helpful. So let me pass the mic to the lady who actually brought this up.
Oh, hi. I'm Rupita, yes, and I was sharing that I found a treasure trove among women mostly in these groups.
Yes.
And I think the idea behind the safe group, but not behind the secret groups, is to kind of keep them safe spaces so you feel free to express yourself, kind of reveal, you know, insecurities you're having. So it's not just information, but I get a lot of mentorship out of it. Connections. Hey, here's, you know, jobs even. Or some people come back and say, hey, I'm having this problem, as, you know, women do, issues of I'm dealing with a pushy coworker and I don't know how to get it over to him that this is not cool or okay. And you'll see women who have far more expertise or experience than you really rally and say, hey, here's all the ways that you can deal with that. And this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I find it just so wonderful. So yeah, if you can, the one I suggested to everybody to get into is it's called Binders Full of Women, or like Binders. That's what it's based off of, a Mitt Romney comment. But it's BinderCon. And so then they made, if you go to BinderCon site, I think if you look them up on Facebook, then you can get to the first group, which is like the big group with the mega list. And then that tells you how to get to all the other groups.
So nice. I love it. Love that.
Yeah, it's a suggestion.
Such a good one. Yeah, I know it's like, I work in the blockchain space and it's really intimidating for a lot of people to want to learn about the technology, especially when they're newbies. And so I, refer people to different groups where they can go into these private groups and feel like it's a safe space. So absolutely, communities, telling people about events like this, like that's also a little 60 seconds of value right there. Perfect example. What else? Yes, back there.
So what I do is
I ask people what they're passionate about. Like, even if it doesn't matter if it's a Lyft driver, I say, besides driving, what else are you passionate about? Or what do you care about, or what interests you? So kind of what you had us ask each other or listen for, that's what I do. And there were other people at our table that had amazing things if they want to share. Do you want to share?
I just said that what I really try and do is be present for each conversation. I won't look at my phone, I won't answer my phone, have my phone away as much as I can, and really try and concentrate on what people are saying to me. And it's very hard, and I slip and I slide and I'm like, oh my God, what did they say? But I really try and be present for people, and that's my contribution.
Yeah, I would actually challenge you. That's the engaged part of it. So I would actually challenge you then, when you go home, after you've done that, really, the act of listening is the first step. So you're thinking about, okay, what is the person passionate about? What really matters to them? And then if you can take the step beyond of like, I'm gonna introduce them to this great, you know, babysitter that, you know, really helped my kids because I'm so passionate about kids or whatever. That is what's gonna make them like remember you forever. So I think that that's the perfect first step, but then take it to the next level, add the 60 seconds of value. Cool, cool. Anyone else? Anyone has one that we haven't talked about? Yes, yes.
I think a lot of the ideas, there were great ideas centered around recommendations, and we were saying how that could be anything from sending someone an article about something very specific you talked about that resonated to something personal, recommendation, kind of what you were just touching on, you know, for an interest they have or a hobby, but making it an easy, actionable, tangible thing. It's an article or a book or a recommendation of a service or a group. So kind of a big catch-all, but.
Right, resources. People love articles, people love cool videos, cool books to read, love that. What else? Oh, we have a little shy hand back there.
A couple people in our group brought up what I really liked is offering empathy. Sometimes people are going through things, maybe a difficult job search or that type of nature, but just maybe they want to, you know, have someone listen or hear them out. not necessarily, you may not have the solution or the connection or that to their problem, but sometimes they want to be heard, and called it the 60-second therapy session.
Yeah, be like, yeah, I'm always here to talk. I can, yeah, be Matt Lennon that year. I love that.
And one more thing that we talked about is offering to do things like look at somebody's resume or their website or something that they're working on.
Yeah, very cool. All right, anyone else have any other burning ones? Oh, I think I saw, are you sure? I thought maybe something happened over here. What else? Okay, yes.
I try to introduce people to another person as well. So kind of opening their network by introducing them to yet another person that I think that they would, you know, get along with or do business with or personally. Nina had a good one. She said, you know, connecting on a personal level. So if you're having lunch with somebody at work and they say, my, you know, daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies or something, and then you can put them in touch with the network of people that you know that love Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. It doesn't always have to be about your career. It could be totally something personal. It could be, hey, I have a great, you need a new hairdresser. I know a great hairdresser, whatever it is. Exactly. Well, cool. So this is exactly it. This is like the way that we want our brains to be working when we meet people, as we're thinking about how interesting, how fascinating, how they care about things, and then ways that we can kind of compound on that interest and really do something special for them. So let's do that right now. Go for it. Think of something, a 60 seconds of value you can add to that person you were talking to earlier. I know you found out something that's important to them. So think about what's like one little thing you could do for them. All right, does anyone feel like they came up with a really good thing? Or even just anything? Does anyone feel like they were able to come up with a 60 seconds of value? Was it easy? Who thought it was easy? Okay. Who thought it was like kind of tough? Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's not necessarily something that you're always thinking about. It's trying to read someone's mind and figure out what do they need. It's a very difficult task. I'm curious if you were able to figure it out. Who was able to kind of come up with something? Yeah, yeah. What it looks like this table over here. What were some of the things you all came up with? Yeah.
So Katrina is a advisor for speaking opportunities, and I'm a part of certain groups that I thought might be a great audience for her. So I offered that connection, which was a suggestion of many tables earlier on.
Wow! Perfect. I love that.
So Raylene, right here, you think of Sunshine Ray and lean it into her. Okay. Raylene is a staffing professional specifically for IT. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it took a couple tries because I was like suggesting different things, and then I had to ask a few more questions and understand she's looking for people who are really experienced already in this field, and you know, they're just, that's what they do. And finally, I came up with my brother because he's in Northern California. But I was thinking of more local people. And I went, do you staff all over the U.S.? And she said, yes. And I go, well, my brother's in Northern California, and he's always in these contracting jobs. So when they complete, he's looking for something. It would be amazing if she supported him, because he always finds another job, and he does it on his own, and sometimes it takes a while. And, you know, so to have her in his back pocket would be amazing. You know.
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's a double hop right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. This is great. Who else? Yes, right here. Oh, your life is more musical now. That's perfect. Good jams. Alright. That's a perfect example. What else? Yes, right over here.
Nisha is here from London, and I have no idea her world professionally, because it's like securities protection for Disney, and I'm not even pretending to try and offer advice there. So I I heard that she's in town from London for 2 weeks, and so I asked her if she needs restaurant recommendations, and she very enthusiastically accepted.
Nice! Wow, that is perfect. I love that. All right. Yes. Nadia.
So one of the community organizations that we support with What Hollywood is CoTalk. And CoTalk is a free 15-week coding boot camp out of Venice Beach. And women that attend, it's just for women, and it's for women that are low income or homeless or formerly homeless. And after taking the 15-week boot camp, they are graduates and can code, but they need jobs. So I was talking to Diana, who works at Warner Brothers, and she said, oh, well, you know, I should introduce you to this VP who's in IT, and she would love to hire some CoTalk graduates. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So it's great.
Perfect. Nice. Maybe we'll take one more. Yes. Confident hand up in the air. Love it.
Nisha, I would like to introduce you to Hannah and Sharda, who are also here from London, and I thought maybe you would like to network so that you can continue the exercise when you come back home.
Oh, we have another hand up. Oh, are you saying hi? Okay, cool.
And Nisha, myself, Manju, I want to hear for Disney, especially for content production security. So I think we should connect with you.
Wow! Going to. All right, well, we're going to wrap this puppy up. So let's just wrap it up with update. So first of all, that was so incredible. And you all really seem to get the spirit of adding value. It really, it can be something, you know, totally not about professional. It could be about the restaurant recommendation. It could be, just simply making the connections in mind of London. So great. So let's talk about updates. So for updating people, what's so important is I want to make sure that you all, I feel like, you know, some of us have the tendency to just give, and know that it's totally cool that when you update these, you know, people in your network occasionally, to tell them how they can help you. I'm sure, like, in your pairs, you really liked it when people told you, hey, yeah, I'm actually looking for, you know, IT professionals or something like that. Like, people, if you're the one giving 60 seconds of value, people are going to be begging to find ways to add value to you. So do not be afraid to not only tell people how they can help you, but, like, be very specific. You know, don't be like, oh, like, you know, where should I, you know, go when I'm in LA? Maybe say, like, hey, I love museums. Like, what are some of the best museums? Or something like that. Or if you want to get a little bit more professional, it's like, hey, yeah, like, I need to hire, like, experienced IT professionals versus saying, like, hey, do you know anyone in the technology space who I can hire? Like, whoa, that's so broad. Then also close the loop on any help they give you. So, you know, if someone makes an intro or they, you know, send your resume off for a role, even if you don't get the job, even if the intro falls through or that, you know, that nothing really came of it, just follow up with them. Tell them what happened. They're now invested in you. So make sure to just, like, close that loop. So I just want to conclude here. Reminder, really nailed into your head, ECAU. Find out one interesting fact about people. Connect with them within 24 hours. Add value in 60 seconds, and check in 3 times a year, okay? And this is non-linear, right? So obviously these 4 things are in this order, but go, you know, crazy in different orders. So, and so really, what are the results of this? Well, I've been able to make new friends in the way that I feel comfortable making friends and building a professional network. And some of the examples in the last year that I've had is, I got to meet someone who I greatly admired. I was a huge fan of his content. I thought he was, like, the hallmark of, like, career and job search advice. And so I started engaging with him. I started commenting on his stuff. I started, sharing his content. And he noticed it. And he
he connected with me. He said, hey, can I hop on a call? And now we just have this ping pong of adding value to each other. And when we update each other, we probably talk at least once a month. And it's not always about work stuff. You know, he's giving me tips on wedding planning and that kind of stuff. And so it's just, you know, it's really about, it's amazing who you can meet when you're just giving. I went to USC for grad school, and I really was very, even after the program, I just really kept in touch. I was constantly trying to find ways to add value to the program, and I ended up being asked to be on the admissions board as well as like on the professional board of directors for the program, because they recognized that I was so actively participating, updating them constantly. And so it's just been really cool. It's then that grew my network because I got to meet a lot of other people. And I think I'm one of the only people on the board that doesn't have a PhD. So that's really cool. And then just randomly, I just helped a guy who worked at Coca-Cola, and he sent me a bunch of personalized Coca-Cola, you know, things. And it's just super cool. Now I'm drinking out of Selfie Millennial Coke bottles. So it's just like, and these are like, all of these, well, except for USC, they're internet friends, you know? It's just, and not he's an internet friend. And it's just like, it's so hard. Yeah, back to, you know, real internet to real life. And so when you just kind of have this mentality, just, you know, really just finding ways to add value to people, a lot can come out of it. So if you're not one to work a room, if you're not one to like dazzle people with your elevator pitch, there is another option for you, and that is to be lovable rather than popular. And that's it. So I will ask if you could please quickly fill out that feedback form right in front of you, as well as while you're doing that, if there's any sort of Q&A that